After being delayed twice, a proposal restricting physician prescribing powers for opioids is once again moving in the Senate. It's part of a wide-ranging proposal to address overdose deaths, which have jumped in Florida and across the nation in recent years. Opioid abuse is a national emergency, as well as a growing crisis in Florida. And at the root is decades of lax prescribing that led to a proliferation of drugs like oxycodone becoming readily available. In 2011, Florida cracked down on so-called pill mills, resulting in an immediate drop in overdose-related deaths. But that number is climbing again, spiking, as people who once used prescription drugs and got addicted to them have turned to alternatives like heroin and fentanyl. Republican Senator Lisbeth Benequist Quisto's proposal is seeking to further limit the availability of prescription opioids by partly restricting physician prescribing powers.
Senate Bill 8 proposes a three-day supply limit when prescribing a Schedule II opioid for this treatment of acute pain associated with surgery, trauma, or acute illness. The bill proposes a seven-day supply may be prescribed if the prescriber, in his or her professional judgment, believes it is medically necessary.
A doctor would have to document the condition and explain if there's a lack of alternatives. The Florida Medical Association's Scott Powers agrees with limiting prescriptions in order to limit availability, but he says the 3 to 7 day supply limit may be too short a window, especially for certain types of patients.
There are many situations in which more than a 7 day supply is medically indicated, and valid reasons why exceptions for cancer treatment, hospice care, surgery, and trauma cases should be adopted. We ask that you follow the lead of the majority of states that have crafted a solution that gives physicians the ability to treat all patients properly.
It's something Benequisto acknowledges as a problem. She says she is working with the governor's office and House to come up with a compromise. Senate Bill 8 does not just limit prescriptions. It also mandates more reporting to the state's prescription drug monitoring database. It allows data from that database to be shared with other states and requires providers to take a mandatory training class and receive a yearly certification for it.
I work for the Cannabis Action Network, and I typically stay in my lane. But as cannabis becomes a regulated industry and an accepted medicine, you're going to see more of us.
Jody James works for the Florida Cannabis Action Network.
We have found in states that have robust cannabis programs that we can reduce opiate deaths by 25%. So if you start by one less out of four every day by simply expanding our medical marijuana program, I think that's an intended consequence you can all live with.
Still more are pushing for increased funding for foster care to address a system advocates say is bursting at the seams when caretakers overdose and leave children behind. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.